This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Melissa Block. We have the latest now in our series about hit makers, the people who create and sell chart-topping songs. Today, NPR's Zoe Chace takes us to New York to visit producer Jerry Wunda Duplessis. He's been turning out platinum records for 15 years, and he's going to walk us through one of his latest projects, Step by Step.
How does a hit song start? Right, piano intro. Lots of big songs open with piano.
That piano, there's a lot of things we add to it to make it that smoky, zony, vibey, but hard when the drums drop.
If you're trying to make a number one record, you begin in a room like this one. Jerry Wunda built Platinum Sound Studios 10 years ago. He says it's the loudest studio in New York City. Everything you could possibly use to build a song is in here, like Julia Child's kitchen. Jerry Wunda is the top producer at Platinum Sound, Serge Tsai, the top engineer. There's an enormous soundboard as big as a rug with 80-plus faders on it, keyboards, bass, a box labeled Auto-Tune, two soft couches, and a MacBook. Now, where were we?
Headphones back on.
Bring the piano back in.
Now, what we add in now, you hear that little clap? Stadium sound.
Many of today's hit songs start with a track. Instrumental music first, before there's any concept of what the song will be about or even who will sing it. I asked Wunda where he got the clapping sounds. The answer really surprised me.
I would go in there, do a bunch of tracks.
Wait, that's actually people's hands?
Yeah, people's hand. And we have different sonnets.
He stores the sound in a vast library of what he calls sonic, the way you'd grow sage in your garden and store the dried leaves in your spice cabinet. On this song, he uses the sonic to create a feeling that you're in a stadium.
Now I hear the drums. And once we get it to a level, sometime I get a writer to come in to write the lyrics and melodic on the top of the song.
For this particular song, the writer is R&B superstar John Legend. Wunda played the track for Legend.
He's like, oh my God, oh, I love this, oh my God. And he just went and created a crazy hook on it.
The hook is often the most important element of a pop song. It's the part you remember, that you sing at the top of your lungs at a baseball game or at prom.
Now, can we add let's add John Legend vocals right here, just to show a little.
Take me to that old familiar place. Take me to memories we won't erase.
But even someone like John Legend, an accomplished vocalist, needs a dose of that sonic. Not auto-tune to correct his pitch. As Wunda says, real singers don't need that.
The only thing we add in John is a nice verb and a delay.
To all that we had, good and the bad, I'll never forget you. I'll never let you go. I'll never forget you.
How much reverb and delay is on John Legend's voice? How much sonic to make this song sound like a pop song? Just enough. Like adding salt to a dish, says engineer Serge Tsai.
You know you don't put a handful of salt in your food. So it's kind of a similar thing.
Now Wunda has a music bed, a melody, and a hook.
In the middle, you leave an empty the space to rap on it.
Jerry Wunda sent over a sound file to rapper Lupe Fiasco. It had three blank spaces, 12 measures long, for Fiasco to rap over. And this is what he sent back, without ever stepping into a studio with John Legend.
And let the evidence show, the future's so bright, it's never been known, not like tonight. We walk into the glow, right into the light, the past all around us, the time of our life.
There's only one thing left for Jerry Wunda to do. Test the record for that stadium sound. To make sure he got the sonic right for where this song is going to be played. So he takes the headphones off and turns the volume up as loud as it goes. And he plays it. loud as Madison Square Garden.
The verb and that little delay and a vocal, we see how I make it big. That little verb and that delay. And John Legend, the sonic.
According to Wanda, without that sonic, you don't have a global hit.
A producer is the person that really create, I call, the foundation of a song. A song infrastructure. Because it's all about the sonic. That's what a producer, in my world, that's what I do.
Take me to that old familiar place. Take me to memories we won't erase.
Never Forget You will be the second single released off Lupe Fiasco's new album. Zoe Chace, NPR News.